1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And we've heard stories about people who just have horrible luck when it comes to traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Their flights always seem to get delayed, or their luggage gets lost. They're always sitting next to someone who wants to remove their shoes and socks while they put them up on the tray table for the entire five-hour flight. Well, today, we call one of those unlucky travelers. And we've got a little surprise for her. This time it's a good one, though, but I have a feeling she's not going to be happy when we break the news. You'll find out in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, this is Tracy calling from Alaska Airlines. I'm looking to speak with Ellie.
This is she.
Hi, Ellie. How are you today?
I'm good.
It's good to hear. You're probably wondering why I was calling, and I had an alert come through that you just booked a ticket with us for a travel to Toronto about a month from now.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Is there an issue?
No, actually, quite the opposite. Something exciting is happening.
Okay. What?
I see that you're sitting in seat 12F, correct?
I think so. I guess so.
You are. I just double checked. Anyway,
okay.
I need to let you know that a young man is planning a surprise proposal in your section, and he wants to pop the question to his girlfriend mid-flight. Isn't that cute?
Okay. What does it have to do with me?
Get this. He had a great idea. He wants to surprise his bride with a proposal flash mob.
I don't understand. What does a proposal flash mob mean?
It's the best. We've done a few of these. And at a certain point in the flight, we're going to play some music over the loudspeaker, and then that will be your cue. And everyone in the section around you will stand up and participate in a choreographed dance.
What? Do I have to participate in that? I don't understand.
No, picture this. You get the chance. All five rows around him are going to be dancing in unison. It'll look so cool, and hopefully it's going to go viral.
So this is going to be, like, on the internet, too?
Oh, hopefully it'll be all over the internet. I mean, here's the thing, though. We're just a month out, so there is no time to waste. I just need to know your availability on Tuesdays and Thursday nights.
Wait a second. I don't understand. I don't even know how I got involved in this.
Don't worry. We're going to take care of it. That's what Tuesday and Thursday nights are for. I mean, we're going to host practice sessions of the dance so you don't look like an idiot, and then we're just going to get you on the schedule right now.
You want me to go to rehearsals for this?
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. It's only a few hours each night and great workout.
I don't want to get involved with this. I'm sorry. I'm sure they're nice people, but I have no interest in doing this. It's just not my thing.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell me you're like one of those people that hate seeing others happy.
Are you kidding me? Did you just say that to me?
Well, I'm just saying, I called everyone else in the row around you, and everyone else was excited.
I'm sorry,
I'm just surprised by your reaction. That's all.
You know, maybe you should just move me to another section of the plane, because, like, that might just be easier, because this is just not my thing.
There's always one in the group. All right, let me take a look.
Unbelievable.
Okay. You see here, we have an open seat in the rear of the plane.
Is that all you have? Do you have anything else?
I mean, will that work for you?
I guess it has to. I mean...
Okay. Oh, and you are transferred. Oh, wait. Look at that. You're sitting right next to the birthday girl.
Birthday girl?
Oh,
what does that mean?
Oh, the section I moved you to has been reserved for a quinceañera.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Do you have any normal seats on the plane?
Oh, don't worry. No choreographed dances there, okay? Wouldn't want the fun police to come out. No, this is just mostly family in that section, and you got the last seat. I will say it will be one heck of a party.
You know, first you're booking me in, like, this flash mob proposal, and now you're trying to book me in this, like, teenager birthday party group.
We're not doing it on purpose, okay? People just want to celebrate life's moments with us. We did a gender reveal last week using barf bags. Really creative.
You know what? I don't even know what to say anymore, because I just want to be on a plane without a party, without dancing, without anything. I just want to be in a seat, in a section, with normal airline activity. Mm. Is that possible?
It's not possible because I'm not actually from the airline.
What?
My name is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Like, I, like, totally knew that there was something wrong when I went from, like, the flash mob to the quinceañera. I was like, oh, man.
You have to blame your roommate, Kelly. She set you up because you have, like, apparently the worst luck flying ever.
Oh, she knows all my horror stories. It's true.
Wait. Oh, I think I can move you to the middle of the plane. Two emotional support cats are having a wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one that sounds good to me. I think I might do that one.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.